increasing cultural relations between Iran and China. Several government officials from China, including its Deputy Minister of Culture, Dong Wei, are visiting Tehran. The aim of the visit is to increase bilateral and economic ties, especially in the field of culture. Saturday, the Chinese delegation visited the capital's Islamic Culture and Relations Organization, known as ICRO. There, they met with the deputy of the ICRO, Mansour Etesami, to sign several agreements to enhance cultural ties between the two nations. Both officials explain how one way of increasing culture is through the historic Silk Road.
The Silk Road has always been the main source of trade for both countries. Although we have advanced trade today, I believe the Silk Road connects us mainly culturally.
The Silk Road has been China's connection for the Western and Eastern countries for a long time. Both countries want to make cultural advancements. The Silk Road can allow Iran to also increase cultural awareness with other countries in the Silk Road.
To further enhance cultural relations, the ICRO unveiled an 800-page recently published book discussing the rich Chinese culture and heritage. While other topics were discussed to increase ties in several fields, benefiting both countries' economy, Deputy Minister Wei reiterated China's full support of Iran's right to pursue nuclear energy for peaceful purposes.
China is a country of peace and freedom. We believe all countries have the right to pursue nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, including Iran.
To honor the over 2,000 Chinese living in the country, last week, Chinese Cultural Week was celebrated here in the capital, while this upcoming week, China has designated Iranian Culture Week in Beijing. China's Deputy Minister of Culture and Iran's Deputy of the ICRO discussed several topics in their meeting in the capital. Both countries want to increase bilateral ties in economics, business, investment, tourism, education, and most importantly, in culture. Future projects include building an Iranian cultural center in China and a Chinese cultural center in Iran. Reporting for Press TV, Amir Hossein Iskandar in Tehran.